So you take it. So the question becomes, you know, tefillas keneged tamidim tiknum, when's the last time you can be zorg the dam for a korban tumah shel bein or avay? Is it sunset or is it tesef rachavim? So the Shakas Ari kept saying it's tesef rachavim. And others say, no, it can't be. It has to be shkia, a stake of the rice of the chumrah. Look, I'm going to read you the words of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Ayosha. Okay, I read the words. Hai mishetishka chama, hai mishet fashot, chama mikol, v'kol, v'yotzu kochovim. V'ilav hochi, heich mechashim b'dam, shlo yechutz mizmano, harayomu vaday la'aktiro. And this is the Tosfos I showed you in Masechet Menachos of Chof and Beis. Zrikas Adam until Sefer Kochovim. Amazing. Even though for other dinim of the Torah, it's already night, Suffolk night, three quarters of a mil earlier, you get an impression that the Xeris are kosov. That's an amazing, amazing, amazing Rabbeinu Tam. The truth is, you know, not all. Forget it. Don't bother. Put it on your phone. Okay. So, if you take a look at both saying brachas, that chavav and beis, we're not up to the yet. Hope to get there before the end of the summer. The rate we're going, we're trying to, you know, have a certain pace. But chavav and beis, the Gemara we saw, if you recall, the very end of chavav and beis. Repeating it again, it's already last time. Last two lines. Toshma. If you don't bear at Plagamilcha, he amit, Mishnah Ma'ad Vilo Ad Bechlal. I don't think you can bear right to the Rabbot. Yel Yamit, Ad Bechlal, Ad Yuda Haina Rabbonim. So what do you see? That we paskin at the Shaka Sarah go to write against Rabbeinu Yonah. If a quantum Rabbanan Dam Nisal Bishkir Sachama, it's long before the end of Plagamincha, which is the end of the 12th hour. And I saw this at the question is the Tosis and the Sech of Menachos that seem to have a different calculation. The Sefer Rosh Tevorcha, if you want to look it up later, I'll give you the page number. Page Kuf, he has two different things he has on it. He has page Kuf Tzadi. It's towards the very, you know, towards the, well into the Sefer. And he has in a footnote 27, what the Mishnah Berurah saw last on Friday, that Tetz Gachav is Lav Davka, three quarters of a mil. But how can it be? And then the 12th hour is Tetz Gachav, not three quarters of a mil earlier, as I just told you before. So how can it be? Tzorachim Gavit Tfilei Kilu, Shituch al Yerzka Ben Hashmoshes. Why? I told you that on Friday. Why? Because Tefillah is the Rabbanim and Sfeika the Rabbanim Lekula. This is on page Kuf Tzadi, footnote 27. 100 and something pages earlier, on page Mem Aleph, he goes into the same discussion. He quotes the Tosis in Masechta Menachos, as you can see, Chafam and Beis. It's the same as a Re in Tosis on Beis and Aleph and Brachos. Remember the Re? You forgot the Re already? Let's just refresh our memory and see the Re. The Re was, remember, he had the Rashi, Rabbi Natam, and the Re had his own independent Shita. Because Rabbi Natam said Plaga Mincha, and that was the Tata Basasi problem. Rashi had his Shita, Shkriyashma Lamit. What did Re say? The last few narrow lines. Shkriyashma Shobes Akneses Iker, Onashim Mispal and Arvis Mabod Yom, Svila Kahani Tanoi de Gemara, Beis of the Beis, Ami Mishah Shakida Shayom. Or Mishah Shmuel Nechnosin Let Hosin and the Sudas Erev Shabbos. He hosts the Bel Yom. Moshe Shah Havi Zman Tefillah. But it doesn't say when. When is it? So the Rosh Tevorcha says, you know what he must mean. I'll share what he says over here. On page Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So what does it mean? So the Re is three quarter of a mil. Holds like the Gaonim against his uncle Rabbeinu Tam. It's hard for me to believe that. It's hard for me to believe it. Kitzer, it's hard to know. I'm going to tell you what I think in a few minutes. Oh. Again, I mentioned the Shachas Aryeh and Simon Yudzayin. I mentioned this already, if you recall, on Friday. Had this Gevaldig Raya from Chavava Ben Beis. He's Docha the Raya. If you hold that Rabbeinu Yonah here, and that's the opinion of the Tosis and Menachas that we saw, that even though the day ends at Tezik Achavim, but Dam Nisal the Shkia Sachama an hour plus earlier. Because of Zeres HaKosav, Yom Tzavosu, the main Arinu Lizeth, the main Arinu Lizeth, we're on the roof. Password? You turn it off completely. Okay, give me a second. Okay. So he knocked off the Raya. Okay, that's what he said. It ends at when? Somebody's saying something. Yes, we're incorrect. What? So the main point for today, the first point, there are two main points today. The time is wasting, I feel bad. There's technicalities. The tour in Simon. The wrong tour. Do me a favor, someone grab me a tour, Chelik Beis. This is Chelik Aleph. We're on, finally.
Zevi, it's working, so log on to the Zoom, okay?
On. Our video.
Zevi?
What?
The Zoom is working.
Okay, I'll go down.
Okay. The tour is the Reish Lamed Hei Sif Aleph says as follows. Gam lepirish ri en lemar lekrosu kol kachmi bodyon kol nates kachav. Ki dava muot who ben tanoi de masnisin da beis, amen aleph, to tanoi de brisa beis of the beis. What does that mean? What does that mean? So he explains, thank you so much, appreciate it. He explains this is the tour in Simon Reish Lamed Hei. He's discussing when is the Zman Krishna, when is the Zman Marek. He writes as follows. Listen carefully, please. So writes the Rif. Fine. That's the time you have to have. Ben Hashemoshes is no good. Right? The Yerushalmi. We saw that a long time ago. Fine. Rabbi Natan, plug him in. Alright. Let's go on. He quotes his father, the Rosh didn't like it. The Re-Pirish, Kisharat Anoim Shal Abraisa Shem Akdim Itz Man Kriya Shem Azin Zikar Chavit. Afa Pi Shem Alok Rabbi Lezer Kirei Rabbi Yeshua etc. Docha Dochak as we saw. We learned the Tanoi the Braisa before Tez Bacham. Then again, the one I told you before. Even according to the Re, don't should be too early. The only double muak between the Tanai the Rastisin and tonight the Brisa, what does that mean? Seems to be Dabba Pasha. The Dabba Mu'ud is the 13 and a half minutes right before Tezik HaKovim. So for example, if it says is what we call before 7:12 on the 6 o'clock sunset, 72 minutes. So you can only say Kriya Shema from 5:58 and a half. That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay. Dabba Mu'ud. Against the Rashba said you can, with Rabbi Natan, you can say Kriya Shema according to Rabbi Lezer much earlier, from 6 o'clock. Oh, I said before, wrong thing. 6:58 and a half, according to the Torah. According to the Rashba, Mishin Kiddush El Be'ar Shabbos, this means when you're allowed to Mekabel Shabbos, which is according to Rabbi Natan, once the sun's up beneath the Rosh, you're Mekabel Shabbos, so you can say Kriya Shema from 6 o'clock. Not 7:12. According to the Torah, only 6:58 and a half. It's a big difference. A big difference. That's a double mu'ud. Hence the Rashi. If that's the case, according to Tosfos and the Sefta, Menachos, Dav Kof Amud Beis, Dam Nisal B'Shkiyah Rishona. According to the Re, it's Nifshel B'Shkiyah Shniyah. They all agree that Mincha ends and Maariv starts with Dam Nisal. There's a tremendous, almost an hour between them. According to Tosfos and Menachos, it's clear from the sunset to the horizon, so the cutoff is 6 o'clock. But according to Rabbi Nathiri, is also a cutoff. The cutoff is 6:58 and a half. So there's no time to the Sasre. There's a cutoff. That's what it says. As a matter of fact, if you look in the if you open your Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Beis, which I hope you will have, Reish Lamed Gimel Sifat Yud and Shaar Tzion. Give a look, please. We read part of it already last week. He says over here in the Mishnah Berurah, how you calculate the hours of the day? That's the Tumah. You count from Neitz until Shkita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have a minute until 4:45 is the cutoff point. Okay? Quotes the Lamed Ches, Lechem Chamud, as I told you. Fine. The bush, fine. Vum Negon, fine. Now, so you can't have a minute after the sun doesn't meet the horizon at all. That's it, finish. Even according to the Rabbanan, it's Judas, Yud Beish Shos, Mishlama Sibish Shos, Loy Osim, Rokos Chabah, Vum Beish. So if you count the 12 hours until Neis Lashkiya, that's the end. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. He saw this inside. Just as that is the Lashkiya Sechama, so the Shkiya Sechama, is also Shkiya Levat. L'chor kabanasa tchila Sechkiya. K'mol in Yen Dam. Sofim Rav Tzadi Gimel. As the Mogan Avraham quotes in Sitkot and Gimel. Yesh Ditkos. Maybe old. That's with Rabbonim B'Yalma. That Shkia Sechama, that's the second Yesh Mefarsh of the Tosis in Menachos Chav of the Beis. Only by Pesach Ben Arachot of the Chilach of Shkia, not by Tomim. Right? Not by Tomim. So you do Tzvilas and Mincha until Sov Shkia, he quotes Tosis in Menachos Chav of the Beis. So Yesh Mefarsh. So you suggest that Rabbi, even according to Rabbi Yona, you have until the, what we call, Shkia Shnia. A suggestion of the Shaar HaTzion, a chiddush, like the Yesh Mefarsh, but it's still not a tarot of the Sasri. Then according to the reader, we understand it. The cutoff point is Shkia Shnia. That's what it is. And where's it come from? The Mogan Avraham, Reish Lamed Gimel Zayin. Achshav Nogan on the Spal and Minchol Marav Smuchan Zelazer Kisol Mekir Rabbanon Umashem Spal and Arvus Kodem Alayla Neadochak Shetoruch Ulesla Atzibur Hashem. The Torah. He quotes the Torah. That means ideally you should wait for the Sesek Ochavim. Kriya Shema is man with the Brachas. But in the Torah, they did it a little bit earlier. It was not Zman Kriya Shema. But when? Only at that point, which is Shkia Shnia. He quotes the Torah, Reish Lamed Hei. The Torah is lying on the reed, and he says, it's smooth and zealous, there's no time to be sassy. Because the Shkia Shnia is the cutoff point. Same with the quote of the Vilna Gaon, Shkia Rishon as a cutoff. Quote of Rabbeinu Tam, Seis is the cutoff. According to the Re, Shkia Shnia is the cutoff. There has to be a cutoff. That's what the Shulchan Aruch opened up to Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph, where he says, everyone look inside, it's very important. He says, nowadays, Akshah, nowadays, Shadabu is spelled for Smichat Alayla, and is spelled for this Arvitz Kodim Shkia Sacham. Okay? So once the sun sets, it's good enough. However, Rishah Zatchak, says the Mechaber, you can dive into this harvest of plug of in Cholama, says the Mishnah Berurah, says Kotin Yud, everyone look inside, says Kotin Yud Aleph. It means even normally you dive in Minchay after plug, once in a while, Shas HaTzchak, that's only if on that day you dive in Minchay before plug, but on that day, forget about it, the tart of the sasri goes from Gufa, forget about it, impossible, says the Mishnah Berurah, of the Kozeh, and the Spal of Yechidi, and the Tzimush is Spal of Minchay, Kshiyot, for the base of the Torah, the cops and Seamus is not to us Erev, he spat on to us at Tzibur, the Gamri. A kilo achronin, shemut le spal arvus samach le mincha, when? So the recent achronin, the Piskei Tshuvos, Yitzchak Kikore, understand he's making even a target of the sasra. He's going on with the previous line. No! Can't be! He's going on the line, two lines before that, that you can have an occasional day to daven plag a mincha, not on the same day. How do you know? But the yester kasha at the Shaar HaTzion and Reish Lamed Hei Sif Kodem Tezayim as beferish. Tadav Asas is no good even in Betzibur. That's over here. He says exactly the same thing in Hilchos Shabbos. Comes up again. Reishan of Zion, Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Gimel. All the things I saw, was supposed to see in the Rambam comes. Reishan of Zion, Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Gimel. Yeah, you dabbed earlier on Friday evening, you understand very good. But, it's a very big but over here, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Gimel. You want to dabbed earlier? Oh, no. No, no. Some say that see we after the there's such a cheat exists. Quote from the Derech HaKayim. Vinilisha ain't this mochalze. Which he thinks is a shasa chach. We think it's the chachilah. We do it every single day in my shul all year long. We got a marva ben ashmoshes. I read yesterday, Friday, the Mordechai Simon Tzalek from Rav Haigon. No problem. But in any event, it's clear he denies Tata Vasasri. It was never about the Tata Vasasri. Because the source is the Mangal of Ram. He's only making it to Shkir Shnir. So there's no one is making Tata Vasasri. Nobody. Yeah, the Beis Yosef quote that some did it. But it's against the Rosh, against the Rabban, the Rashba, Nagos, they say. The Rashba Asadit, and Tosas Asadit. Rabban Tam himself Asadit. He says, the Pharisee, he passed Rabbi Yehuda. So he quoted the Rabban Tam, you can't daven Maariv after Plag HaMincha. That's not found in Tosas. Where did I see it? I found it in the Mogen Ovis of the Be'iri. If you look it up, you'll get it online. In Yud Aleph. And he says, he's copying Rabban Tam, os bos, letter for letter. I didn't see it in Sefer Yosha, but he says letter for letter. Okay? So the question becomes, how do you have, even from day to day, it's a problem of a contradiction. That's what the Rosh speaks about, Rabbi. I said, open up to the Rosh again. In Siman Aleph, he talks about this. Siman Aleph, please, Siman Aleph, Rosh Siman Aleph, Perak Aleph Siman Aleph. Very beginning. He was a better time. He slugs him up. He can't have a time to disaster. And I told him, when the Miri quotes a better time, there's no time to disaster him either. He just can't have an hour after. Mincha after Plag HaMincha, Pasuk HaMiyuda. That was the meaning of Rabbeinu Tam's town. Okay? So the Rosh has the Kasha. Tfilas HaMincha, Avdina Karabonon in his town. He's daven sometimes Mincha until after Plag HaMincha. And for Krishna, he called a lilac. Shed of the Gulgola, straight through the Sasra, and the air of Zion. Well, the Kamara of it means either one. Misha Yurtsa Lassos. That's the problem. Some say you're the kid who's on the hero. It's not really right. Tefillah the kilu means that you can be maker from one day to the other, not on the same day. And that's derived from Shedim Vigil Golos. What's Shedim Vigil Golos? The name of Zion. What does it mean? What's the case over there? What's the case over there? What's Shedim Vigil Golos? What does it mean? Tumas Mace, Trefa, and his brother Tolis and Zeb, he shouldn't be making a map with the steering. It's not the same case. One's the case of a Trefa, one's the case of a Tumah, and that's comparable to one day to the next day, not the same day. The Tata the Sastri, forget about it. There's really no mocker in the Rishonim at all. The Davin both, I found no mocker anywhere in the Rishonim. Nowhere. Nowhere. There's another Rosh, and the Rosh Perek Dalet Edom Siman Gimel. Take a look there. Edom Siman Gimel. It's as follows. Kotzav Ago, Gemad Lamak Mamasi Arba Sula Matzah Lutzliya Mincha Ela Aklad Amin. Rabbi Yehuda. Mis Rabbi Yehuda Less the Rabbana. Mis Rabbana Less Rabbi Yehuda. He means even two different days. And then he says back in Perek Aleph, it's feel like you. But the same day, not a chance. The Rosh is not making no one is like, even when the time is not making. Fine. That's I wanted to finish the whole thing today, all this matter starts tomorrow from random, but I'm gonna We'll try to do what we can. We're not going to finish everything in the next 10 minutes, 7 minutes, a little technical delays, but let's just get to the introduction to tomorrow's final point, and then we're going to skip all the way to Lumar Makomas to Daf Yud Beis. From Beis to Yud Beis. Discussing the between things in the evening shiur, but in 6:30 shiur. But why do you have to have a certain pace? We're finishing basically 3 weeks, and we then didn't get too far. What can we do? Rabbosai, Rabbi Natan and Sefer Yosher has mashkita in Totes Gacham. It's against the Mefurish of Gemara. This is not my kasha. It's the kasha which Tosus asks in Masechta Menachos. Chofa Nebeis, and Sefer Rabbi Natan is against the Mefurish of Gemara. If you have the Menachos in front of you, I have it in front of me. Menachos Chaf of the Beis. I read it to you once before. Read it again. Kamashim Mefurish Ben Atam the Ma'ir Betchila Shkia Nichol. That's not what he said in Sefer Yosha. Here he's quoted as saying like Rabbi Naomi. In Sefer Yosha, he says that the other way. That's it's Kedavim Mincha Tzol Seis. It can't be Shkita Asur Betchila Shkia. In the case of Tzadikim and the Beis, they tell you the whole story. 30 mil, 5 mil, 4 million. One thing you see clear from the Gemara, it would appear, that this man for the Korban ends at the earlier time, what we call Shkir Rishona. Then you have another 4 or 5 mil till Tzadik HaKavim. That's what Tosa says. Umucha then a chamisha samil, yipalbi yomat Shkir Sachama. Vlo choshim. Dalin mil in the Mishkiah Sachama Tesek Ochavim. Fila Mifsa Damash Tesek Ochavim. Can have a Shas Shkita all the way to Tesek Ochavim. How can it be? So Rabbi Natan is against the Mefurish Gemara. A Mefurish Gemara. A Mefurish Gemara. That's the problem. So, how do you get out of this problem? So one can be the Yesh Mefurish. So then the Rabbanan. And the Torah to Tesek Ochavim. That's one possibility. But Rabbi Natan himself in Sefer Yosher didn't say that. So it seems to me, Rabbi Osai, Rabbi Natan says something which is also against the Maskana Segemara. I'll try to bring it to Sefer Yosher. I wanted to bring it before. I forgot to bring it. Rabbi Natan, in the middle of the discussion, says that Ovish or Rakia is 1 in 6. And that's mamish against the Gemara. If you open your Gemara Pesachim one more time, Sadidal of an Aleph. Come on, watch. Oh, my Rabbi. Right, what does Rabbi say? Rabbi says, Nimsa Ova Shemakia Echa Mishishi Biyo. Mesay, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Ova Shemakia Echa Measar Biyo. Can't argue with the Brysa. How can I be in a time passing something which is completely rejected? Completely rejected. What's going on over here? So I want to make the following suggestion. We'll start it today, finish it up quickly tomorrow, and we'll start. I already told you that the last two words of the sugya turning upside down. Upside down. Upside down. What does that mean? We can task in 5 mil. Tos says a few places 5 mil. And the Vilna Gaon keeps saying it's a typo. Can't be a typo everywhere. Impossible. We pass like Ula from Odir to Yerushalayim is 15 mil. And Rava is Shlagdam. Because Rava says 1 in 6, and we know before Shabraisa that 1 in 10. That's according to our Girsa. But I told you to look at another Girsa. Did everyone look at another Girsa, Rabbi Nechanana? If you didn't look yet, you have a whole day to look at it until tomorrow. Rabbi Nechanana is a different text, Rabbi Osai. Look, it's printed in the side of every single Gemara. I'll read you the words of Rabbi Nechanana. Okay, it's important to understand it's a totally different Girsa. The Tanya of Yudah Omer, this is the Brisa, which is going to be I cannot do the Brisa. It's in the 6th to 3, 4, 5, 6. Eighth wide line. Let's have it. Just saw the second one. The Tanya, you know, at the end of the line, Kama mahalach of the Ben Libio? Eser parsos. What's obvious? Time if you don't there. Ovin Shavakia Echad Me'aser HaBio. No! That's not in this version of the Brisa. That's not in this version. Rebbe Natan had to have this Kirsa. Rebbe Natan says 1 and 6. According to our version, 1 and 6 is Shlogah in the first line of the Brisa. He omitted that line. He omitted that line. It's Halagavu. He omitted the line. Unbelievable. So who is it a truth against to? Watch this. Tell us in the Ferish of Rebbe Chanana. Watch this. Again, time of Malach on a Ben Libiyom Eser Parsos Melos Hashaf Ad Netzacham Arba Milin Shein Parsa Uchavol Shem Mitishka Acham Ad Tesla Chavim Then Tom has this Tshufta the Ula the Omer Malach Chama the Omer Amitzuch Lomar Shloshevil Um has this the Omer Shmona Parsos Shein Shnayim Shloshevil Utshufta the Rabba Batarkit Chod the Kula, the Tavaya Midas Shabu Malach Chacham of Yom Shlosh Mil, Shuftachriti, the Rabbi Omar Ovish Arakia, Kashir Mahalach Odom Chamisha Mil, and my thesis says, Arbomil! So it's a kasha on those two things. So writes the Rabbeinu Chana. Fine. When we say Be'itz, we're shiny. What do we say until now? Based on our use. The Rava is Shlokba, because it's often a Breiser of Osai, 1 in 10 as opposed to 1 in 6. But we wanted to rehabilitate Ula, if you recall. But now we can say with this gear, so the other way around exactly. Ula is Shlokba, Rava is not Shlokba. Ula is right, the 5 mil between Shkia and Seis, 15 mil between Chatzos and Shkia. Abba Shurakia is 1 in 6. 1 in 6. If that's the case, Derech Rechokah is not over by Shkia, as Ula said. No. No, not at all. Because according to this Cheshbon, that Ula got 15 mil, right, originally. Now it's saying no. It ends at Tesa Kochavim, which is Sov, Sman, Shchita, and Zrika, according to Rabbein Tam. And the Shia Mil is 24. And guess what? We just rehabilitated the Zexel. So the Zexel was impossible. According to our Girsa, it's impossible. But according to this Girsa, a Zexel is possible. Is possible. Amazingly. But maybe you can say Ula is also not shlugged up. But the argument about the Derech Rechokah is the same as the argument of the Shia Mil. Shia Ola Shemekia. The Maskana. So Sman Shkita in the Pesach is Shkia Rishona, as you saw the Gemara originally on Sadegim on the days of Tosam and Nafas of Chav. That's how it is. Rabbi Natan will say, no, it's not Mistava the Arbun and Shkia of Derech Rechokah. Must say that there's 20 mil from Chatzos until Seis HaKochavim, and they're fighting about the Shkia between Shkia and Seis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's 4 mil. Each one is 22 and a half, which is 1 in 10. And according to Rava, it's 5 mil, which is 1 in 6. It's going to come out, the Maskana, the souls, Machinus, Apes, the Tesla, the Chavim, Maskana, against the beginning of the Gemara. This answers the Kasha of Tosam and Opus, against Rabbi Natan. I said it quickly, because I really want to finish the Sugya. We're now hereby finished. Tomorrow we start brand new Sugyas. I think we spent too much time on this man. Tomorrow we start. Zevi, where are you tomorrow? In which state?
I think I might be between two.
Okay.
I'm going.
Okay. If you want a different ride for your father, tell him to call me. If you want to save yourself the ride with somebody else, you don't want to go with somebody else. But if you do, call me right now, okay? Bye. So we hereby finish this manim. Again, I can't spend more time on it. Tomorrow we'll start the new sugi. If you want to get a head start, use days of manalim. I made a mistake in the bracha. A whole new sugya. He's made a bar for a government shakali in the borough. A whole new sugya. It's a bit of a complex sugya, but that's what the guys thrive on over here. The easy stuff we need for the afternoon. That's what the balabatim to them. I try and drive all the hard sugyas in the morning and the easier ones, well, the nicer ones, you know, a little bit in the afternoon. Okay, good? So I apologize. I think we spent the whole week on tomorrow. Without an exaggeration. But it was, I think it was a worthwhile endeavor. If you want to get a good review, the Dvar Yom is still on Mordechai's seat. It's a very good review. And one day, you will be happy that you spent the time in the sugya, because it's everything depends on these things. Everything. Shabbos, the Mincha, the Magar, Shabbos, Krishna, all depends on this man. Okay. Time is well worth it. Good.